So it's your first day as an educational guide here at the Columbus Botanical Garden. Welcome. You're about to embark on a wonderful journey of teaching children and adults of all ages about nature. But first, we're going to need your attention for 60 minutes of orientation training, where you'll learn how to deal with special cases, like Mikey over there, who will eat a scarlet-winged lichen moth in a nanosecond, just to show the other kids how cool he is. And Gary. He's not a kid. He's a groundskeeper. And yes, that is his emotional support toaster. Yes, I said toaster. Click forward to continue. McGraw-Hill Inclusion Training, Module 2. Inherent bias. Also known as implicit social cognition, implicit bias refers to the attitudes or stereotypes that affect our understanding, actions, and decisions in an unconscious manner. These associations develop over the course of a lifetime, beginning at a very early age through exposure to direct and indirect messages. Count the ducks. The West Pond has 9 ducks. The East Pond has 4 ducks. The South Pond has 2 ducks. And the North Pond is frozen, so it doesn't have any ducks. How many ducks are there? Wash your hands frequently. Why? Washing your hands with soap and water or using an alcohol-based hand rub kills viruses that may be on your hands. Maintain at least 1 meter, 3 feet, distance between yourself and anyone who is coughing or sneezing. Why? When someone coughs or sneezes, they spray small liquid droplets from their nose or mouth, which may contain virus, including the COVID-19 virus if the person coughing has the disease. Good morning, Alice. You have 12 items in your agenda today, including 4 appointments. Would you like to review them? Okay. Your first appointment is at 8:30 with Professor Nichols.